As the coronavirus hit the U.S., hospitals and people started buying up all of the hand sanitizer, face masks, and protective gear they could get. Then those things got harder to find, and hospitals started running out. In New Orleans, a handful of local businesses are stepping up to fill that need. Tegan Wendland reports.
Every morning, Eric Morningstar bikes from his house in Bywater to his job as head distiller at 7-3 Distillery in the Treme.
Seeing absolutely nothing happening, no cars, everything boarded up. It's very, very weird.
Work is weird now, too. He uses the machines he usually fills glass bottles with whiskey and rum with to fill white plastic bottles with ethyl alcohol and hydrogen peroxide, hand sanitizer. He records himself on his phone as they pack up bottles to send off.
But yeah, we'll just pack up the boxes we got.
About 20 people are making between 300 and 500 gallons of hand sanitizer a day for federal government offices in New Orleans, the Department of Transportation, and some regional hospitals. If you try to buy a gallon online right now, it would cost $50 to $100 plus shipping and could take a while to get here. 7-3's is much cheaper, and it's already here. They're one of many local distilleries now doing this. In fact, over 50 local businesses have pivoted to meet new demands. There's a whole list at GNO Inc.'s GNO Pivot website. Felipe Maza is a business professor at Loyola University.
We have these inspiring stories because we don't have an efficient system that's operating at the level it should be.
Individuals and businesses are rising to fill a void created by a political trade war with China that's limited the import of medical supplies and other goods. And with hospitals and local governments bidding against each other for this valuable gear, prices have skyrocketed.
It's important to say that that's not ideal. That kind of resource constraint that we're seeing from government being filled by small entrepreneurs is inefficient, but wonderful. At the same time,
Ochsner Health System runs about 20 hospitals in Louisiana, and Amy Quirk says they saw the problem coming. She's the head of Innovation Ochsner, an arm of the nonprofit that develops new technologies.
The traditional supply chain is so disrupted that we can't count on, you know, that being able to meet all of our needs.
So they called Michael Dalemole, who runs Goodwood NOLA, a fabrication company in Girttown.
Might be some background noise. We are in full swing on face shields. At the moment, we have 15 people in here working.
Workers who usually build furniture are now making plastic face shields for nurses and doctors.
At first, we were a little taken aback. We had never done anything like that. But after the first meeting we had with them, it all kind of made sense.
They already know how to work with plastic. They have all the supplies. Now Goodwood is employing about 60 people.
It's allowing us to keep our doors open. We've become an essential business now, so we're keeping folks employed.
The people at Ochsner are definitely looking forward to things getting back to normal. But Quirk says, in the long run, the hospital might consider building more local supply networks so they're more resilient going forward.
I view that what we've created here, I hope, is going to fundamentally add to the supply in the state. And truly, we see it as a potential model for the future.
So the next time there's a big crisis, whether it's a pandemic or a hurricane, expert help is a little closer to home. In New Orleans, I'm Tegan Wendland.